New York elected officials outside the NYCHA Housing Seward Park Extension building today released a report that surveyed NYCHA tenants about safety in their housing. Manhattan Borough President Scott Stringer introduced the findings of the survey.
Now, there's a reason we're here at this location today at Seward Park Extension. In July, a police officer named Brian Groves was shot here while completing a vertical patrol. The building had no security cameras, even though the residents had requested them from the city. Today, Senator Dan Squadron, Assemblymember Brian Kavanaugh, and I are releasing a report that surveys tenants' concerns over safety and security in NYCHA. We surveyed 520 NYCHA residents at 10 Lower East Side locations over a three-week period in August. The results are truly incredible. We're here today because this is a cry for help. Among the statistics that the survey revealed are the following. 45% of those surveyed said that their lobby doors have working locks and prevented people from coming into the building. Less than half of the intercoms in these developments are in working order. And 65% of these tenants said that they do not feel that there are sufficient protections to keep trespassers from entering their building. 80% of the people said that if they did have security cameras, they would in fact feel safer. What this survey shows is that even though we have big issues relating to NYCHA federal funding, even though we have big issues about how to get those security cameras into the buildings, what the survey showed is the bottom line here is even the most basic security that tenants from around the city take for granted is actually not happening in NYCHA. The doors, the locks are broken, the intercoms don't work.
Stringer says everyone in the city takes locking doors for granted.
It's time to fix the damn doors. It's time to repair those intercoms. You don't need a whole bureaucracy to understand what tenants have now told us in the survey. You've got to fix the locks on the doors, and you got to fix the intercoms, and you have to do it now.
Earlier this summer, New York Police Department Commissioner Ray Kelly said that 20% of the city's violent crimes are committed in NYCHA developments, despite that NYCHA developments are home to only 5% of the city's residents. New York State Senator Daniel Squadron was also at today's press conference.
NYCHA is the only landlord in the entire city that's required to pay for its police services. So not only do folks have good reason to be concerned because the crime rate is higher here than in a lot of places, not only is there additional perception because of some of these quality of life concerns we're talking about, literally, if you're a NYCHA resident, your taxpayer dollars aren't good enough to give you police services. The NYCHA itself is required to pay $72 million a year back to New York City for quote-unquote special police services.
That ain't right.
Look, we need police coverage in NYCHA. We need the force strength we have and more. We need to go back to increase the community-based policing in addition to what we're doing today. But we should not have to pay more simply to be protected. We should not have to beg for doors and intercoms that work. We should not have to scrimp and count pennies to get security cameras that 80% of residents say would make them feel more comfortable in their homes. 80% of residents say would make them feel more comfortable in their homes. And we absolutely should not have to pay more for the police services that should come as part of being a citizen of the city of New York. This survey shows that there are simple, realistic solutions that'll cut down crime and make 400,000 New Yorkers feel safe.
Tenants who had assisted with the survey were at today's press conference, like Doris Hubb from Campus Plaza.
As we're here today, we're speaking about the pullings of our doors. A little kid, a five-year-old, can open up our lobby doors. With our entrance doors going in, going out, it's not acceptable. We got tenants that's afraid to come out of their house, don't want to come out of their house, saying, "Ms. Huff, when is the cameras coming?" I've been doing this camera thing for about, my tenants are hurting bad as well as me. Literally, you got to walk around your building with a hammer. They said, "Ms. Huff, why do you carry a hammer?" For my safety, that's why. I carry it for my safety. I don't know who's in the elevator with me. I don't know what's in the elevator or who's coming to jump out the elevator or the staircases. So we have to make our buildings and our tenants feel as safe as possible. Changing the lobby doors is going to do it. Cameras are going to do it. Then that's what we need to do. Thank you so much.
And Luther Stubberfield from the Baruch Houses and a member of Goals.
I would like to express one thing particular to the people that's out there. A lot of times people stereotype people living in housing as criminals and having problems done upon themselves. We have retired families, we have senior citizens, we have disabled. I have parents I send cards to when their children are going off to college. We have at least 80% on the Lower East Side, I'll speak for, 80% of the tenants that live in our community are good, solid citizens. It only takes 5 or 10% of maybe people who want to rob or do the wrong things. Or we might have a community of kids that don't have the opportunity to get jobs or work above a $7.25 minimum wage to pay for what their expenses, so they have a tendency of reaching out. We need safety in our community. I have been working for over 4 years, and Mr. Stringer reached out to me 4 years ago when I have a 1,000-person petition signed, and he gave us $400,000 for the security cameras. Since then, we're up to $900,000, and that's 4 years ago, and nothing has happened. We want to know why, and we want to know when this is going to happen. I want to give one example of the many things that's happened in particular Baruch Houses. This past year at Christmas time, December, I had a tenant that was on my floor who was robbed. She's a senior citizen, robbed by two young men, not from Baruch Houses, and they have been arrested. They came from another community. And she was in a wheelchair. They beat her up and took her money in a wheelchair. And there are there's no cameras that could find, but there are people that saw and they came forward and they have arrested these two people. But we need security to go in and out of our buildings, and we need safety with the doors, and we need activities for the youth to have something to do in our community. Thank you very much.
Well done.
The report comes with three recommendations: to renegotiate the memorandum of understanding with the NYPD that doesn't drain the housing authority of much-needed resources, that NYCHA install security cameras, repair locks and fix intercoms and broken doors, and that NYPD make crime stats on NYCHA developments available to the public, and that NYCHA expands youth programs and counselling services.